If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
7:21 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Hope you're making it a good one. Be careful if you're out there driving today. That snow is coming in and could muck things up on the roads. It is day two now with a jury, a Hennepin County jury, weighing the case against Kimberly Potter. She is, of course, the former Brooklyn Center police officer who fatally shot Dante Wright during a traffic stop in April. And the jury has deliberated about 5 hours right now, and then they went to take a break, and actually they're sequestered throughout their deliberations, and they'll be back at it this morning, I imagine, around 9 o'clock, and we don't know yet whether they'll have a decision before the holidays or go into next week. But one person who understands what it's like inside that jury room, or has been in a jury, on a jury, and is here to tell us about what it was like, Brandon Mitchell. Brandon was a juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial in the death of George Floyd. Brandon, good morning. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, as you look at this from a spectator's point of view, what are your thoughts about what those guys are going through right now?
I think they're having a lot of discussion about, you know, the different verbiage being used. So what is actually being reckless and what is negligence? I think they're just pretty much discussing those things early on. And I think they'll actually have a verdict pretty quickly.
Do you, you have that feeling that it'll be not next week, it'll be today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I have a feeling it'll be probably either later today or early tomorrow. I think there's not too much for them to discuss besides what's the idea of what reckless is, and it's going to come down to if it is or if it isn't reckless, and what fits within that.
In your case, I know you've talked about this quite a bit post Chauvin's guilty verdict. Did you take a vote right away before you even started, or did you not? Is that ever done in juries, or are they all different?
I think they're all pretty different because there isn't an exact method that you're given. So we, in ours, we did take a vote right away, but it is different. And when you walk into the deliberation room, you kind of go ask each other, you know, how do we want to do this? Do we want to vote right away, or do we want to wait and just kind of get our thoughts out first?
And kind of go around the room. I guess you pick a foreman first, right?
Yeah. You want to probably pick a foreman first just to get control of everything. Mm-hmm. But then again, I've heard with some jurors where they might do the foreman part last because people, they've been in the trial for so long, they do have diarrhea of the mouth where they just want to get everything out. They want to get all their thoughts out. So some of those things do sometimes come in the latter.
Interesting. Well, obviously your case was different than this case in many ways. Was there ever a conflict inside of your deliberation room?
Yeah, I think there's always going to be differences in views and differences in opinions and differences in how things are viewed, and I think that's perfect. I think in this one, I think there's going to be a lot of conversations that are opposing just on what fits within the criteria, and I think that's completely fine. And they'll talk it out, and they'll come to a common ground, hopefully. But I think those conversations on the first day, and there's probably most of today, will be those most important conversations.
Yeah. Brandon Mitchell is our guest. He was a juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial, talking about today. And as deliberations continue, the second day in the Kimberly Potter manslaughter trial. They were added about 5 hours yesterday and will likely be back in. They were sequestered. I wonder how much the holiday weighs on them. Do you think there is a sense of let's get this done or not?
I think absolutely. I think they want to do it right and they're going to take their time. But I definitely can feel as if they're going to be thinking as the deliberations go on, like, I want to get home with my family. Christmas is coming up. Let's get through this. That's definitely going to be a thing on their mind.
Okay. And again, it's whether or not she was reckless and the charges fit the situation at hand. And you think, do you have a sense about how this might go?
I don't yet. I think probably today they're probably split straight down the middle. I think as they discuss more, it could go either way.
So no prediction on how this might go.
No, I think for the second degree manslaughter, I think that's automatic. But for the first degree, I don't know. It could go either way.
Okay. Anything you want to add before we let you go here on CCO Radio?
No, ma'am. Thank you for having me this morning.
Yes, thank you for popping on with us. Brandon Mitchell, again, a juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial with us, talking about the Kimberly Potter case, where jurors are going back into the deliberations room probably about 9 o'clock this morning. His thought they might be done today or tomorrow ahead of the holiday.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.